Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Hey, Trey, I wonder if you could help me. I'm seeing a charge on my account, and I just don't know what you folks do. What is Jovial Capital?
Okay, we are a third-party call center. We do house hundreds of products for different merchants.
And how am I going to know what this charge is for before I stop the payment on it?
I can start
you
getting
can't
your
help
zip
me?
Code to see if we can get an account pulled up on you.
My zip code is 34608.
Your first and last name?
My name is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Fahey, F-A-H-E-Y.
Okay, can you verify the address for security reasons? That's right.
6096 Mountain Way Avenue.
All right, so thank you, Mr. Dennis. I do have an account located for you. Now, I'm showing on December the 26th, you completed a survey to win that Dyson vacuum. And when you completed that survey to win that Dyson vacuum, it had terms and conditions that stated upon completion of this survey, you will be opting into a Bites Hub meal plan, which is an app that teaches you how to use.
To a what plan? To what plan?
A Bites Hub meal plan. It teaches you how to
meal
use
meal plan?
Yes.
No. That, now I know you're a scam. Okay, so now I'm going to stop
Can I
the
finish?
Payment now.
Can I finish,
I'm going to dispute it.
Can
Go
I finish?
Ahead, sir. Yeah.
So
I'm all right,
when you completed the survey to win the Dyson vacuum, in the terms and conditions it stated, once you complete the survey, you will be automatically opting into that Bites Hub meal plan app. That app it teaches you how to use food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. It's $49.89 a month. I can take $29.89 off that rate, and it'll only be $20 a month to keep it.
I don't want it a month. I don't even want the first shipment. You never sent me anything. So now I'm going to report you as a fraud organization. I'm sorry for that. It's not your fault. You just work for them. But now I feel like I've been scammed. I'm just the guy that hates scammers, and I go after them. So I'm sorry. Okay.
You don't have to be sorry.
Yeah, I will make sure that I you know, contact, you know, the Better Business Bureau and a few other authorities and tell them I got scammed. You asked me to complete a survey, and next thing I know, I'm opting in for something? That's ridiculous. I'm a 72-year-old man. You're taking advantage of a senior. I won't allow it, and I know that, the authorities I'm going to call won't allow it. So unless you can, you know, authorize me.
So can I,
what?
For that charge of $49.89, the charge of January the 25th, that charge was declined. That charge didn't go through. Okay, so for that December charge, okay, all right, what I want to do for you is, I've canceled that account. I've canceled that account, so you can't be, they won't bill you again, okay? So how about, I just go ahead and fully refund you on that charge.
If you do that, right, then I will not report a thing.
Okay.
And I'll believe that you're sincere. So how many days do you need to do that?
No, let me get you fully refunded first and foremost.
Okay.
Mr. Dennis, just give me 1 second.
I canceled that card because I've been compromised twice on it. And I just canceled it a few weeks ago.
Let's see. Cause I gotta get you full of refund, Mr. Dennis. I just, I don't want you to go go talk to the Better Business Bureau.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Listen to me. Okay, should I have not looked and said, oh, you're going to win a Dyson? Yeah, but I never read anywhere where I was going to get jammed up for food. I'm 72-year-old man. I'm in fabulous shape, and I'm not going to let anybody tell me at my age what's going to be good for my body.
Right. I understand.
I live my whole life clean.
Understood.
I eat all the right foods. Trust me. I don't eat no junk. You'll never see me sitting at a McDonald's.
Mm.
I'll let that be for everybody else. They can eat all the processed food they want.
Right.
Nothing that's not real goes in my body.
So what's wrong with McDonald's, Mr. Dennis?
Oh, that's junk food, man.
Because I love McDonald's, man. You need to tell me something I don't know, because I love McDonald's. So what's good, what's not good to eat at McDonald's, and what's okay to eat at McDonald's? Is the fish sandwiches okay to eat?
The fish sandwiches, I've never eaten them, so I won't tell you that they go to bed.
Okay.
I'll give you a guy to read. His name is Jamie Oliver. He took McDonald's to court and won. Okay?
And Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver, very famous chef. He's actually from England. Guy's probably now maybe in his late 40s, mid-40s. Sharp guy, great, very famous, a lot of cookbooks. But he took him to court over their ingredients, and he said, absolutely not. Okay, this stuff people shouldn't eat. And look it up. And he just beat him in court recently, McDonald's.
Okay, I'm going to go look him up. But until then, I got you for the refund at $49.89 for that December charge.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Okay?
No problem.
As soon as I see it, I promise you I will not say a word to nobody. You have a wonderful evening.
You too, Mr. Dennis. And would you like a cancellation number?
If you got it, please, too. Yep. Yep.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie.
Yep.
920-398-7607-60.
You got it. C920-398-760. You got it. I appreciate you, sir.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye now.